Welcome back to You Are Killing Me Smalls. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, hopefully after you listen, but thank you for tuning in. You're getting an extra one from me this week. I guess not really extra because I was kind of slacking last week, but today is going to be different. Today's not really going to be focused on kids. Today's not going to be talking about the little ones as much. Today's going to be talking about you. Well, me, but you. Us. Us imperfect people. It is probably going to hit home. Hopefully it does. Hopefully it touches you in a certain way. And hopefully it's meaningful to you. But here it is. Excuse me, after this weekend and last week and just seems like, a really hard week. You know, you have ups and downs, you have highs and lows, you have good moments, you have bad moments. Feels like this past week was like a rough one. And I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. I'm here to tell you that outside of the family and the kids, it's okay to not be okay. I know you have to put on the strong face and be super strong and be tough and be motivational and just be that role model for your kids. But outside of that, we are imperfect people and it is okay to not be okay. It is okay for that. I'm telling you that right now. It is okay to not have it all figured out. It is okay to have failed relationships. It is okay to have failed business plans. It's okay to feel like you are not in the place that you want to be. It's perfectly okay for that. However, it's also important to know how you cope with that, how you deal with that, how you move past that. That's what I want to talk about today. You see, a lot of times we, as people, get caught up, hung up, rewind, fast forward. We want to be perfect people. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we want the world to see us as flawless. We want the world to see us as just these beings that have no flaws. And I think a lot of times social media is not really good. Because, one, we see these people and we think that they're just perfect. I think that their lives are going great. We think that everything is all shiny and gold. I always know, I remember my grandma used to say, what always shimmers is not gold and glory. People have two sides to them, you know, and it's that act, it's that front, it's the, look at me, look at my life, and I think, like, that's just not healthy sometimes for us. It's okay to go out and, you know, show people that you're having a good time and be proud of yourself, but a lot of times we just get so caught up and we think that everyone's doing perfect, everyone's doing awesome, and you're stuck. You're stuck. You can't figure it out, right? You can't get anything right, it feels like. And I'm here to tell you, like, you gotta stop comparing yourself. You gotta stop comparing yourself to others. You gotta stop comparing your family to other families. You gotta stop comparing your status in life to other people. Easier said than done. I understand. But here. Everything happens for a reason, okay? And I feel like sometimes maybe we get so used to things not going our way that we get stuck in this cycle. And I'm not saying, like, it's okay to feel a certain type of way, but I'm also saying you gotta get out of that cycle, right? We have things that happen to us that sometimes is out of our control. But the important thing is you got to get back on the horse. You gotta get back up. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep kicking and screaming. You got to still be alive. Number one, relationships. I understand and I get it. I'm here right now. Sometimes things don't work out and you want them to, and sometimes you feel like you could have done more and you should have done more. Okay? You could have done more, you should have done more. I don't know. You should have just done more. I get that. And things didn't end well. And now you are stuck because you thought something was going to happen and it didn't. What's yours will always be yours. What's meant to be will always be meant to be, if I'm saying that right. Whatever's going to happen, like there's a big master plan to things. And so a lot of times we harp on that one person, and I get it. I understand it. But that one person, and people will say this all the time, there's, so many other fish in the sea. Like, I get it. I understand that. But maybe that one person is your one person. And maybe you're not with them anymore. Maybe you're not with your family anymore. Whatever it is, those things happen. I believe they happen for a reason. And I think it's for you to go off and find out who you really are. You see, because at the end of the day, and I'm starting to really understand this, you can't depend on someone else to make you happy. Like, we all do want someone to come home to. We want that companionship. We want that partner. We want someone to do life with. Like, I get that. But at the same time, like, you realize when you go through something like that and things end and you don't have that person, instead of just jumping into another relationship or jumping into something or just to have somebody, like you kind of start to figure out who you are in a messed up sense. Like you get that independence back. And I'm not saying you don't care for that person anymore, because you still are gonna care for that person, and maybe you still want things to work out with that person. That's fine. But at the same time, you need to improve on yourself so that you are the best version of you. The best version of you. So maybe there's another opportunity at that relationship, or maybe there's an opportunity for a new relationship. I will always say this, and I really believe it. Like, what's meant to be will be, will be. It's gonna happen. It's gonna work. Sometimes things go south. Sometimes things go sideways. That's up to you to pick up the broken pieces and put them together how you see fit. And a lot of times, this is the first time in our lives that we've actually been alone. That we've actually been by ourselves to have to. So we see, we have to figure things out. We can't depend on someone else. We can't depend on that person anymore. Like, we have to depend on ourselves. A lot of times this is the first time that that's happened. We're in a state of mind, we're in a place where we actually cannot depend on someone else to pick up the broken pieces with. And I think that's powerful. Once you pick up the broken pieces, once you put the pieces back together, and once you figure out who you really are, what you want out of life, your goals, your aspirations, like all of that stuff, once you figure out that and you become the best version of you, I'm telling you, at least I think, I hope, I hope, all those sleepless nights, I get it, I'm there. Like, some nights you sleep well, some nights you are up, just staring at the ceiling, wondering, what am I doing wrong? What could I have done differently? And it's important to validate those feelings, put them in a notebook, put them on pen and paper. That's important. But also it's important to realize that you do have to get out of bed eventually. You do have to sleep. You do have to operate as a normal person. So, I get it. Hopefully that reaches out to people. Better understanding. We're all there. At some point in time in our lives, we've all been there. We've been there. We're going through it. We've been there. Okay. Number two, I get it. We have goals. We have aspirations. We have business ideas. We have things we want to accomplish in life. And a lot of times, things don't happen the way we want them to happen. Things don't fall in line. Your employment doesn't match. Business ideas don't work out. You're not in the social status or money-wise, you're not in the place that you thought you wanted to be. But I'm here to tell you that I think that you are where you are meant to be for you to grow to where you want to be. We're always growing. We're always adapting. We're always evolving. And we always need to be mindful that we're doing those things on a daily basis. We can't be complacent. Complacent is good to some degree and to some extent, but you always have to want more out of life. And I'll touch base on the kids thing. You always have to want more. I see it as this. I want more out of life so my kids can have an amazing childhood, an amazing life. And I hear it all the time, and it's something I take into consideration myself. I want my kids to have a better childhood than I did. And I'm not saying I had a bad childhood. I'm just saying I know the things that we were able to do and the things that we weren't able to do. And I want my kids to maybe do a little bit more. And that's not trying to say anything negative about my parents. I love them to death, and they did everything for us. But that's me engraving it in my kid, hopefully, that when they get older, they want to have the same goals and aspirations for their family. They want to say, you know what? My dad did this. I loved it. I want to make sure that my kids have this plus more when they grow up. That's all it is. I just want them to have a good life. And we get caught up in keeping up with the Joneses, worrying about materialistic things at times that, well, we're not focusing on us. So stay in your own lane. I don't know if that's a good way to put it, but don't worry about what other people are doing. Focus on you. You're at the place where you need to be so that you can be at the place you want to be. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Like, that's all there is to it. Be humble. You woke up today. Hey, you woke up. Alright? That's something to be very thankful for. So, whatever you're going through, relationship-wise, interpersonal life-wise, business-wise, work-wise, family-wise, I understand that maybe you aren't in that family role anymore. Or maybe you don't have the family. Maybe you're not married yet. All your friends are married. Maybe you're going through a divorce, a separation, and everyone else is or isn't. Like, you can't keep comparing yourself to other people. You are where you are at so that you can be where you need to be later on in life. It's very important. It's very important that you take the time to work on yourself. Stop worrying about other people. Stop trying to seek validation and approval and attention from other people. Focus on you. And I think once you start doing that, think you're going to start doing really well. I read something that said to focus on you, disappear for 6 months, go to the gym, eat healthy, exercise, go to the gym, eat healthy, journal, talk with God, be humble. Like, take those 6 months and transform your life. Disappear. We get so dependent on other people. I'm telling you, once you get a little bit of independence, then you know it's okay. Like, you know that if things don't work out, like, okay, I got myself to pick myself back up. Like, I'll be good. But also, like, there's a fine line. I get it. There's people that say that, and I agree. There's nothing wrong with being single for the rest of your life. But also, we do want companionship. That's what we're humans. We want someone to talk to. But focus on you. You're going through a hard time right now, and that's fine. Don't suppress your emotions. Get it out. Pen and paper, get it out. Breathe, do yoga, go for a run, a hike, get it out of your system. If you've been wronged, or if you did someone wrong, acknowledge that. Take ownership of it, reach out to that person. I understand that. Maybe you vowed you weren't going to ever do it, but listen. Forgive, reach out, apologize. Actually mean it. And move on from it. Whatever that looks like, move on from it. Accept it. That's relationship, that's business, that's work, that's family, that's your personal life. Take ownership of what went wrong. Talk to that person, talk to whoever, and figure out how to either go your separate ways, go a different way, or come back together. But don't avoid it. If you're avoiding it, I promise you, it's just gonna delay things. Don't avoid it. Hit the nail on the head with a hammer and strike it. So, it's not about kids today, it's about you. You are amazing. You are perfect in your own little way. You are unique. You are special. You are you. No one else can and will ever replace you. Remember that. No matter what. You were put here for a reason and figure out what that is. So, extra one for you guys today. I hope that it touches someone. I hope someone can relate to it. Whatever you're going through, it will work out. And maybe you're questioning if it will or won't. Stop. Like, either take ownership of it, figure out how to fix it, figure out how to move on from it, but don't delay it. Everything happens for a reason. So get out of bed, put your little smiley face on, and go be the most amazing person that you can be today. Because we don't know what other people are going through, and I can promise you, a good smile and a hello can probably change a lot of people's outlook and their days. So, I hope that we all have a good week. Christmas is coming. Yep. I hope that you all are ready. I hope that you all are, I don't know, in the spirits. It's kind of weird Christmas again, but hey, we'll get back to something one day. So be safe. Have a good day and a good week. Thank you for tuning in. This one was for you. If you're questioning it, yes, it was for you. Yep, exactly. It's for you. I know you're listening. So keep kicking butt. I'm rooting for you.